Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
And it's a very good morning and welcome to the studio, Dr. Caitlin and Aaron. They are from Fynbos Life. Thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having us.
It's a huge, huge pleasure. And we've got to say a big thank you to Tracy English, our Garden with Tracy expert, for connecting us and making this all possible. We are super excited about today's discussion, and it is so important. Dr. Caitlin, let's start with you. What is Fynbos Life and what does the LIFE acronym mean?
Yeah, so Fynbos Life is a non-profit company. We are based here in Cape Town. It is made up, the name Fynbos Life is made up of two parts. So Fynbos and Life, the acronym that Jonathan, you just mentioned. So Fynbos is, I think everyone knows how precious Fynbos is. And the Fynbos biome forms part of the Cape Floristic Region and also the Cape Floral Kingdom, which is one of the six floral kingdoms in the world. It is by far the smallest, and it's also the most diverse in floral species in the world, in the temperate zones of the world. So this is an incredible part of the world that we're living in, and Cape Town is the urban center of the Fynbos biome, so that's where our work happens. And the LIFE acronym, the other part of what we do, stands for Locally Indigenous Flora Education.
Brilliant.
So there are two parts of that, Locally Indigenous Flora and Education. Those are the focal areas of our work. And our vision is facilitating conservation education for all by popularizing, promoting, and cultivating custodianship of Cape Town's local biodiversity. And we do this through the Agency of Locally Indigenous Plants.
Brilliant. Now, you used the words locally indigenous versus just indigenous. We need to understand that there are indigenous plants, as in indigenous to South Africa, but then locally indigenous. What's the difference and why is it so important?
Yeah, well, that's a really important question. So basically, if you, Jonathan, Rachel, if you and the listeners, if you think of indigenous, so it means originating from a specific area. Think of that term and what comes to mind. So really, immediately we think of a man-made boundary. So like South Africa, a country. But animals and plants and other organisms don't work like that. So they work according to more like climatic zones, geological zones. And the Fynbos biome is one of these zones, and it's one of nine in South Africa. So they are very different, other biomes in South Africa, completely different to Fynbos. So within Fynbos alone, there are 119 felt types. And felt types are basically areas within these climatic zones that are more specific, and they have congruency according to species, at the species level. So 119 felt types, and in Cape Town alone, we have 19 felt types. Right here where we are in Musenberg, we are in the middle of, within 1 kilometer, there are 3 felt types or vegetation types.
What?
So from the sea, there's Cape Flats Dune Strandveld. Where we are now, we're in a zone of peninsular granite Fynbos, which is critical. Endangered. There's still remnants in this park right next to us. And then going up the mountain, just to the top of the mountain, there's peninsular sandstone Fynbos. And then within these felt types, things change dramatically as well. You have microclimates and different zones, like you might have a wetter zone, seep, and a wetland, and that supports a whole different suite of organisms.
Wow.
So we really need to be thinking about locally indigenous. It's local biodiversity that we need to be supporting. And by supporting local biodiversity, we support the most biodiversity as well.
Mm. I can clearly hear why you are so passionate about Fynbos and local indigenous plants, and of course why you started Fynbos Life. But just touch on that a little bit more, and how long ago was Fynbos Life started?
Yeah, so I started Fynbos Life about 7 years ago, and it was really, so a bit of doom and gloom, but we are living in dire times now. So we are actually entering the 6th mass extinction event globally, and the last was the dinosaurs, when the dinosaurs went extinct. So the time we're in is called the Anthropocene, and it's because of human overpopulation, overconsumption, we're losing animals and plants and other organisms at an absolutely dire rate of knots. So over 83% of our animal populations have been lost, and over 50% of our plant populations have been lost. Mm. So it's time. It's really do or die for us now. It's time when we need to take action. We all have a responsibility to do something. And Fynbos Life has created a model for us to be able to do that. So what we do is Fynbos Life is something that could be replicated globally. So we have a nursery. We have a handbook for users that can actually then, you know, take this forward and do the, plant these plants in their own gardens or parks. And we do education programs as well. So it's really about teaching people and giving them that opportunity to take the message forward and take responsibility themselves. So custodianship, this is the key word, and this is what we're trying to achieve.
I love what you guys are standing for, and that element of education, because it's also the next generations that need to be educated and uplifted and informed about this. So just briefly touch on some of the projects that you guys are currently busy with.
Oh, we have a wide variety of projects running at the moment, which is so exciting. So firstly, a big part of what we do is our Cape Flats Fynbos Nursery, which propagates and cultivates plants from the local nature reserves. And that's got both a wholesale and a retail component. And, Erin is running our retail component, the retail nursery. So she will hopefully tell you more about that. Yeah. But other projects. So we're working on real sort of scientific projects ranging from ecological restoration. At the moment, we're working on an EU and IUCN funded project in Turkai Park with the Friends of Turkai Park. And we're putting back really critically endangered species. A lot of them never been cultivated before. It's incredibly exciting. And from there, then we're doing rehabilitation projects. So we're working in parks and we do these demonstration gardens, felt circles, and the education programs running around those. They're every week right here in Musenberg, Musenberg Junior School, 22 girls called Felt Sisters go down to the Felt Circle at the Flay, and they learn about local biodiversity, and they do art and mindfulness and learn propagation. And so there's that. And then we're running another art project, a sculpture building project, an internship in Vreeghrond, and that we're building these huge sculptures of threatened wildlife to raise awareness around them. We're doing a bossies project, which is planting locally indigenous fynbos on sidewalks and getting people out of their homes to actually plant these plants on their verges and getting communities together as well.
Fantastic.
And yeah, so we really range from restoration, rehabilitation to art and anything that raises awareness.
That is amazing. If you've just joined the conversation, we are joined in studio by Caitlin and Erin. They're from Fynbos Life, and we're telling you just a little bit more about the work and the incredible opportunities that they are specifically wanting to focus on. Lastly, Dr. Caitlin, for the public to get involved, do you guys need volunteers? Do you need public members to get involved?
Absolutely. So we have, well, every Friday, so this afternoon, we've got a Fynbos Friend Day from 2 to 4. And so anyone can sign up for that. And it's usually helping around the nursery, maybe helping weed, learning how to make cuttings, pot up plants, or even help with admin if you can. But there are other ways to help as well. So if you want to sponsor a plant or sponsor a project or in some way donate to the work we do, that really, really makes a big difference. So if you look at the outfits we're wearing, these were sponsored by Johnson Workwear. A lot of the work we do, most of the work we do is sponsored by the Mapula Trust. And at the moment, we've got a very exciting collaboration where a Fynbos gin company called Atian is sponsoring a new greenhouse for us, which is really going to double the output of all the plants that we can propagate in a specific time. So,
sure,
yeah.
That is brilliant.
So if you can donate, if you can visit our website, www.fynboslife.com, there's actually a page, and there are various different ways to get involved, whether it's from volunteering or sponsorship.
Now we've got to turn our attention to Erin. Thank you so much for joining us in studio, Erin. And just quickly run through the Fynbos, the Life Garden specifically.
So we are sort of encouraging people to create life gardens in their gardens. A life garden is where you plant locally indigenous plants or plants that are applicable or form part of the veld type where you live, so that you can provide habitat and food and nesting sites for biodiversity, for wildlife. So the first step to actually create a life garden is to find out what your veld type is. And then plant the appropriate plants. And it's quite amazing when you start planting the plants, the creatures basically move in.
Wow.
And you can attract chameleons, spiders, frogs, toads. We've got the critically endangered
yes.
Western leopard toad, which is also a very special creature.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. I've seen it in my garden in the last 2 years, how it's actually been transformed. So
beautiful.
Specific. Yeah, it really is. It's very special. So I'm offering consultations. And if people need help, they can contact me. I can come and have a look. I can advise. I'm also happy to plant if people want me to do the planting.
Wow. That's brilliant. Yeah. That's so good, because that's one of the things. How do you know what felt type you've got? Because I live out in Belleville, you know, and we've got clay soil and, you know, things like that to deal with. So it's all those things. But it's important to know and to understand and then to plant the correct ones. Because if you just plant any old thing, even if it's a locally indigenous plant in the wrong felt type, it's just not going to work, right? Sure. Then quickly talk to us about the retail Cape Flats Fynbos Nursery. Where is it based and how can people go there?
So this is the part of our nursery that is making these plants available to the public. We are also based at the same premises where everything – at our HQ, our Fynbos Life headquarters, which we call it. It's on Promenade Road in Musenberg, number 57. We are next door to the lookout, if anyone is.
Sandflare lookout.
Sandflare lookout, yeah. We're also next to the Strandveld Circle with the beautiful sculpture of the Barbers Cape Ranger butterfly that is one of our projects. But the butterfly is a good landmark,
To find
the nursery.
And a contact number?
I don't actually have the number in my head.
That's okay.
Let me give you my, my number for WhatsApp.
Yes.
0823-789-445.
As easy as that. 0823-789-445. WhatsApp only. And then you can speak to Dr. Caitlin directly. Last but not least, Life Garden Consultation Services on offer. Just tell us a bit about that as well. Erin, you touched on it briefly, but I mean, there's a cost involved, right?
Yes. So I'm very happy to come and have a look at your garden. There's a site visit cost involved, but I can help you with the layout, people with layout plans, looking at their soil. Particular plants would attract particular creatures, which is quite nice to know, that kind of info. And also what to plant where. So a lot of people have shady spots in their gardens, wet patches. I also have a background in permaculture, so it's quite nice to look at water, you know, capturing water, and then grey water wetlands and using water in your space. So I'm very happy to, anyone who needs
Fantastic.
Help.
Fantastic. As we wrap up now, just before we go to the news, Dr. Caitlin, Erin, thank you so much for your time. But just lastly, from your side again, the website address where people can find all the information, please.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of educational information on it. It's www.fynboslife.com. So FynbosLife.com.
As easy as that. Erin, Caitlin, thank you so much for your time here in studio. It really has been such an honor and a privilege to have you ladies here. Thank you for the amazing work that you're doing. And I'm hoping schools and individuals and people from the communities are going to really step up, and that your website is going to get lots of hits, and that WhatsApp line is going to get a lot of messages as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you,
Jonathan. Really appreciate it. And a big thank you to our Garden with Tracy expert, Tracy English, for setting this all up for us this morning. Thank you.
Top, 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 top of the morning elation to spark the brain.
Everybody get up.
Get out of bed.
Live. from Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Yo, turn it up. Feeding your mind and soul in the company of friends.
Wake up, everybody.
Welcome.